Business Weekly. Talk business. Do business. Business Weekly. Bring you the latest business, economic and financial news from around the country and tell you how they affect you. Business Weekly. Features inspiring Sassanese entrepreneurs. Every Monday morning from 9:15 to 10 a.m. Business Weekly. Talk business. Do business. Only on Radio Miraya.
This is Business Weekly.
Welcome to the Business Weekly, a program that brings you the latest on business and entrepreneurship, creating a chat zone to discuss business opportunities and challenges to collectively explore all the opportunities. My name is Helen Toby. Now, today we are going to discuss about the recent increment in communication tariffs by the National Communications Authority and its impact on business. And we are joined by an expert to explain the legal aspects of this and what could be the best ways to benefit both the citizens and telecommunication companies. Our guest today is Deng Abraham Akech, a law lecturer with specialization in commercial and international law. He was also the former deputy dean and the current head of the commercial law at the University of Juba. You can later join us by sharing your views and comments by dialing the number 0929686297 or sending us a text message on 0912177141. But first, let's have a look at some of the stories in business this week. The International Monetary Fund, IMF, and South Sudan have reached an agreement for the release of about $112.7 million US dollars in emergency financing. The emergency financing under the new food shock window will help the country address food insecurity, support social spending, and boost international reserves. The IMF's executive board will approve the financing in the coming weeks. In a press release issued last week, IMF say the program will support economic policies aimed at maintaining macroeconomic stability and debt sustainability in the country. South Sudan requested for access to emergency financing during International Monetary Fund staff meeting led by Nico Hobdari, who visited the country from the 7th to the 17th of November 2022. Stanbic Bank last week signed a memorandum of understanding with UN Women with an aim of boosting women's economic empowerment. The three-year MOU focuses on seven key areas, including capacity building of women in financial literacy, business management, and gender-responsive procurement. It will handle support for women value chains, providing information services on cancer and cancer screening for women and girls, supporting women's sports, and providing access to ICT training and services. Speaking during the signing ceremony, UN Women Country Representative in South Sudan, Peterson Magola, said economic empowerment for women benefits not only individual women but also their children, households, and communities. Traffic is flowing normally and the situation is reported to be calm along the Juba-Nimule Road after three passenger vehicles were attacked by unknown gunmen last week. Police spokesperson Major General Daniel Johnston confirmed that three people were killed and 22 others were injured in the separate ambushes on a Bonga bus and two other passenger vehicles last week. Some of the victims were brought to Juba while others were evacuated to Uganda for treatment. Major General Daniel Justin told Radio Miraya that police have stepped up patrols along the busy highway. The road is a major route for transportation of goods from neighboring Uganda and Kenya. The Commissioner of Lanya County says work on the Jobakaya Highway passing through the county is progressing well. Emmanuel Kamis said the project funded by the national government has covered a distance from Bongu to Lanya, easing movement of citizens, and adding that the next phase will be layering of the road surface with Maram, followed by Tamaking. Kamis said once completed, movement of goods and people within and to the bordering countries, including Uganda, will be easy. The rehabilitation work of a 30-kilometer feeder road has been launched in Najero County of Western Equatoria State. Speaking at the launch on Thursday last week, Paramount Chief of Najero, Natalie Ngori, said the absence of a good road network in the county has made it difficult for movement and created insecurity. He called on the state and national government as well as NGOs to support the local initiative, which will benefit the citizens and the business community. And finally, Bangladeshi peacekeepers serving under the UN mission in South Sudan have donated seeds and agricultural implements to the College of Agriculture in the University of Bargazal. The donation is to support the objective of the college to increase food production in the state. The Dean of the College, Samuel Jacinto Lewis, said the college needs support to enhance food security in the state. And those were some of the business news stories of the week. And as I earlier told you, we are going to talk about the recent increment by the National Communication Authority, which made changes on the mobile tariffs by 100%. This saw the rate of calls and data to increase drastically. The NCA said that this was in an attempt to control exchange rates, which is unsustainable to network operators. We are joined by an expert who is Deng Abraham, a lecturer from the University of Juba. Thank you, Deng, for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Helen. Good morning.
Good morning. Can you tell us more about yourself?
Deng Abraham Akech. I am a lecturer in law at the University of Juba School of Law. I'm a former deputy dean of that school and currently the head of commercial law department. I also practice law as a registered member of the South Sudan Bar Association, and I am the founding and managing partner of City Law and Company Advocates.
Okay. Recently, the National Communication Authority increased the tariff rates for mobile calls and data. And this has affected many businesses and other entities in the country. Can you explain to us how this tariff increase affects businesses in the country?
Thank you. The recent telecommunication tariffs adjustment scheme introduced by the telecom operators in South Sudan with the approval of the National Communications Authority is a new thing that has been affecting businesses in different ways. And for our discussion today, we are going to be looking at the implementation and the nature of the scheme. Then we'll look at the basis and regulatory approval of that scheme. And then we will look at the effect of the new scheme on businesses in South Sudan. Then our discussion concludes with a few remarks.
Okay.
And to begin with, I would like to say that telecommunication services that we will be talking about in this respect broadly include all forms of technology-based communication conducted by means of telephones, computers, and other devices, on net or off net. And for the consumption of our listeners, in South Sudan, we currently have three network operators or mobile service providers, MTN, Zain, and Digitel. The three of them are largely privately, if not all, privately owned. And For businesses, telecommunication services are the foundation of operation in all business organizations of all types.
Mm-hmm.
This is because without communication, you cannot connect with your customers around the world, and you cannot also deal with members of your staff as a business organization.
Mm-hmm.
It is estimated by studies that approximately $1.5 trillion is spent on telecommunication services annually worldwide. And so recently, the mobile operators that I have just mentioned introduced, that was on the 15th of September, mm-hmm. 2022, the first two, that is MTN and Zain, started a new tariff adjustment scheme, which was planned to be implemented in three phases and envisaged to increase telecom rates by 100% over a period of 3 months, that is 90 days, ending by 15th of November 2022.
All right.
The newly established telecom operator, Digitel, began to follow suit a few days ago.
Mm-hmm.
The new telecom tariff adjustment, in fact, is not an increment of the tariffs as people would want to believe.
Mm-hmm.
It does not constitute increment of the telecom tariffs or rates per se by the telecom operators in South Sudan. Rather, what it means is that the new tariffs are necessarily a result of the adjustment of the exchange rate for the telecom operators, mm-hmm. based on the Bank of South Sudan official exchange rate of SSP against US dollars, which was raised from 300
mm-hmm.
SSP per one US dollar to 618.75,
which is by 100%.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. So what it means is that, in fact, according to the National Communication Authority, despite this 2022 new telecom tariff adjustment scheme, the old tariffs, which were introduced in 2014, remain the same.
Mm-hmm.
That means 0.04 US dollars for on-net and off-net calls, respectively,
mm-hmm.
and 0.10 for the one network area.
Okay.
That is to say, we are making a call mm-hmm. to East Africa region.
Okay.
So that is what it basically means. And people think that because there has been increment mm-hmm. in their expenses for mobile telecom services, they think that the tariffs have increased, but not. They have not increased. What happens is the rate of exchange for the mobile telecom operators has been increased. It used to be 300 mm-hmm. per US dollar.
And
now it is raised to 618.75.
Okay, and is this in accordance to the law?
Oh, yes. In my introduction, I said that we would be looking at the basis and regulatory approval.
Mm-hmm.
And for those who have been following this development over recent weeks, they would know that the telecom regulator, the National Telecommunication Authority, that is the national regulator for South Sudan, got these new telecom tariffs adjustment scheme approved.
Mm-hmm.
And this approval is to say that the telecom companies will have their exchange rate raised from 300 SSP per dollar to 618.75
mm-hmm.
US dollars. So SSP to a US dollar. The National Communication Authority actually did this in accordance with its mandate under the National Communication Act 2012, which gives the mandate of the National Communication Act in Section 8, subsection 1 of the Act, and it says that one of the objectives of the NCA, that is the National Communications Authority,
mm-hmm.
is to promote and regulate the communication sector to meet the changing demands for development and globalization. Similar provisions also can be found, and I can refer our listeners to Section 9, Subsection D, Section 63, and Section 64 of the National Communication Act 2012, which are read as follows. In Section 9D, it provides that it is within the powers and functions of the National Communication Authority to approve costing and pricing methods for communication services, mm-hmm. capacity leasing and infrastructure sharing, in addition to regulating tariffs for in coordination with the entities that provide such services. So you can see that the NCA has been using its mandate under the Act.
Okay.
If you also go to Section 63 of the same Act, it says that the authority shall annually review and approve public communication services tariffs to ensure compliance with the procedures provided specified in the regulation issued pursuant to this Act. And finally, in Section 64, subsection 1, it provides that the tariff rates for public communication services shall come into force after approval and announcement in accordance with the regulations issued under this Act.
Okay.
So you can see that the approval was given by the National Communication Authority in accordance with the provisions of the National Communications Act.
Okay, so this means that whatever they're doing is legal and it's according to the law.
Of course, yes.
Okay, and now...
But let us look also at Section 9, mm-hmm. subsection H of the same National Communication Act 2012, which says that the NCA shall have to set rules that regulate, that guarantee the protection of beneficiaries by ensuring provision of modern technology, modern telecommunication services at a portable, at affordable prices and highest quality, and ensuring compliance by the licensed entities. Mm-hmm. So here you are talking about affordable prices.
Mm-hmm. Is it affordable to the citizens? Because citizens are now complaining
exactly.
about it.
This is the paradox here, mm-hmm. that you are talking about the telecom operators providing affordable services to the citizen, mm-hmm. which services must also be of highest quality. So mm-hmm. if you want the telecom operators to provide quality services, then they must charge what is reasonable for them to continue sustainably in the market. Mm-hmm. So here there is a contradiction between what the reality is in the market and what the needs are for the customers for these entities.
Okay, so what do you think should be done? Because they are following the law, yet they are not yet the prices are not conforming to the settings in reality.
Yes, it is without doubt that the new tariffs have a negative effect on businesses in South Sudan. Mm-hmm. And this is because they will definitely lead to increased costs of telecommunication services. But I would like to remind the listener that the telecommunication services are a necessity for effective operation of all types of businesses. Mm-hmm. And in fact, without telecommunication services, some of the businesses cannot operate at all. For example, the banks.
Right.
Okay? You cannot discharge any operations in a bank without internet services. Mm-hmm. And so what it means here is that this new telecom tariff adjustment will have increased tariffs for such services. We will lead to higher costs and lower or no profit for businesses. So what happens here is that people should understand the fact that high prices for services do not only affect the telecommunication sector. Mm-hmm. It is actually something to do with the dire economic situation of our economy. And so it means that long as the prices of services for the telecom sector have increased, our people should not only vilify the service providers, mm-hmm. but they will have to do a few things mm-hmm. to adjust.
Okay.
One is that the prices have risen, yes, for sure, but what it means is that the businesses and individuals will have to adjust accordingly their consumption habits, practices, attitudes and preferences in light of the telecom service adjustment scheme and the current realities of South Sudan's economy.
Okay.
Yes.
So it is also up to the citizens to see what is best for them.
Exactly, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, from the look of what you just mentioned, everything is in accordance to the National Communications Authority Act of the increase. Now, yes. Recently also the Transitional National Legislative Assembly said that the National Communication Authority should have first seek the approval before making those changes. What do you make of this?
Yeah, if you look at the National Communications Act 2012,
mm-hmm.
the regulator of this sector is the NCA.
Right.
And the NCA is answerable to the to the ministry in charge of the sector.
Mm-hmm.
And what it means is that if the NCA board approves any move to affect the service in this sector, it is incumbent upon them that they follow the procedures established by the same act.
Mm-hmm.
This means that for the parliament to question the decision of the NCA
mm-hmm.
to approve the new tariffs adjustment scheme as requested by the service providers, it is a legitimate power of the lawmaker
mm-hmm.
to call upon any executive organ of the government to present their policies to them so that they are approved.
Okay.
So what it means is that the procedure may have issues, but then the mandate to do so is provided by the law.
Okay, so could we say that the parliament has the upper hand to this, despite the justification given by the National Communications Authority?
Yes, I did read that the parliament had summoned the chairperson
mm-hmm.
of the National Communication Authority
right.
to explain the basis of the new tariff adjustment scheme, which I think he did, and he explained to the parliament.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Now, this raises the question of the cost of living. Everything is increasing currently in the economy, including foodstuff, fuel, housing, you can name it all. Yet civil servants' salaries are still remaining the same. What do you think should be done? Because these tariffs are not matching with the salaries of people in the country. What do you think is the role of the parliament here?
Yeah. First of all, as I mentioned earlier in my introduction, the telecom operators are private business entities.
Mm-hmm.
And they, like any other business entity, their motive is to make profits.
Right.
And so long as they are making profits within the ambits of the law, what happens to the customers in terms of their incomes to afford the services is a different question altogether.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a policy question that we can ask the government. And it is not only for the reflection of the changes in the prices of the telecom services. It is something that has to be addressed to cover all the shortcomings brought about by the dire economic conditions in the country, to cover all the service sector for the citizens. So this is why we think that long ago the government has been talking about plans to address the dire economic conditions for the citizens by adjusting their salary scales, which has been, I don't know where it is
mm-hmm.
now, but I think it appears there are plans by the government to address this issue.
Okay.
Yes.
So it is all up to the government, because this is an entity that is also that needs also to make their own profit.
Sure.
Right.
Yes.
Now, in most cases, any cost incurred, the increase in the tariffs will also have an effect on businesses across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And any cost on a business be it tax or any other increase, ends up affecting the consumers. So how does this increase impact on the prices of goods and services to the public?
You see what happens in markets situations is that human needs and service provisions in all areas are interconnected.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot say that this increment will only affect the customers of the telecom operators as far as telecom services are concerned. Like I give you the example of banks.
Mm-hmm.
For banks to operate, you need to have effective internet services,
mm-hmm.
which are charged now at the new rates, okay, which are charged at the new rates. And for you as a person who is a customer of the bank, if the bank increases its charges, you will have to feel it. And when you get your money and the bank keeps money for its customers, who include even business people who sell mess flour, for example,
mm-hmm.
the public service, the public service buses and so on. So when they are charged highly by the banks on the basis of the increment in the new telecom tariffs,
mm-hmm.
then they would also want to charge their services highly to recover what they have used as a result. And so this trend will continue
mm-hmm.
for all the services and the commodities. So it is a general problem that once it starts in one component of the sector, the commodity prices in others will continue to rise.
And yes. it will impact everyone,
of course,
to the consumers.
Yes.
Right. You are listening to the Business Weekly on Radio Miraya, and today we are discussing about the changes made by the National Communications Authority to increase tariffs by 100%. And we are seeing the impact, or we are talking about the impact of this on business and other sectors. And my guest today is Deng Abraham Akech, a lecturer of law with specialization in commercial and international law at the University of Juba. You can join us by sending your questions on 0912177141. That's our text line. You can call and comment or send your questions on 0929686297. After the break, you can join us.
101 FM Radio Miraya, powered by the people, uniting the nation, your preferred station, the voice of peace.
Radio
Miraya, Radio Miraya.
Business Weekly. Talk business. Do business. Business Weekly. Bring you the latest business, economic and financial news from around the country and tell you how they affect you. Business Weekly. Features inspiring South Sudanese entrepreneurs. Every Monday morning from 9:15 to 10 a.m. Business Weekly. Talk business. Do business. Only on Radio Miraya.
This is Business Weekly.
Well, you're listening to the Business Weekly on Radio Miraya. My name is Helen Toby. This is a program that brings you the latest on business and entrepreneurship. And today we are discussing about the recent increment in communication tariffs by the National Communications Authority and its impact on business. And our guest is Deng Abraham Akech, a law lecturer with specialization in commercial and international law at the University of Juba. Now, you can now join us by sending your comments or questions on 0912177141. That's our text line. Or you can call us on our line, which is 0929-686297, and send us your questions about the particular topic of the day. Let's pick our first caller of the day. Good morning, Radio Mirror.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Yes, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, connecting to Peace Boy from Yambio. Peace Boy, I mean.
Okay, Peace Boy from Yambio. You're welcome.
Yeah, I want to ask the guest, but there is many challenges facing businessmen who are working on the way. Yes, what can be his message to the government to increase the number, not to increase, to reduce the number of checkpoints?
Okay.
What can be his message to the government?
Okay, so checkpoint is another issue.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is affecting businessmen too much.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much. That was our caller from Yambio who is talking about checkpoints, which is also another thing that is increasing the costs of businesses in the country, in addition to communications.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Peace Boy from Yambio. Well, this is not necessarily connected with our discussion today, but it is also a matter that affects the cost of business in South Sudan. And I have always heard orders from the relevant government departments ordering the closure of unauthorized checkpoints along major ways in South Sudan, but it does not seem to take effect. And so all we can say to the government is that this is a matter of concern to all South Sudanese business people who all travel right across the country, and the government should have a look at this and address it once and for all.
Okay. Now we're having another question here on our text line. Top Mark from Bentiu, he's saying that, why is Zain Network, when you buy airtime, your money is deducted by those who send your airtime? He's asking, why is this happening, that when you buy airtime from Zain Network, your money is being deducted? Is this legal?
Yeah, thank you, Tap Mark from Bentiu. Yes, if I get you well, you see, when you get airtime from those in the shops who I assume are agents of the telecom companies, they are giving you a service. And for that service they are giving you, you have to pay. So I guess this should be a service fee for you. Like if you are coming from home to a school or to hospital and you need to take transport means, you have to pay for it because it is business. So that person is making business and he has to charge you whatever little amount he has to as a service fee for the transaction that he does for you.
Okay, so that is a transaction fee,
right? I think so.
Yeah, so there is one Peter Obach from Malakal POC who says, thanks for the guest to explain more about the rates. Why is the increment up to 100% and not 20% or anything below? What can the citizens do in terms of the higher rate now and very bad qualities?
Thank you, Peter, from Malakal. In fact, what happens is that the increment is not an increment in the tariffs per se, as I said earlier,
right,
but it is necessarily a result of the new exchange rate for the telecom sector from SSP to US dollars. Previously, the rate of exchange was fixed at 300 SSP for $1, and with the new adjustment scheme, it is raised from 300 to 618.75. This is actually double the previous rate. And so what it means is that with this increment, if you were to buy, what happens is that what people should understand is that when you buy airtime or you buy bundle, internet bundles, you pay in pounds. And the service is charged in dollars. So what happens is that without you knowing, the money you pay in pounds gets converted into dollars before you are given the service. And this is the rate now. So the rate has increased from 300 to 618.75. That means for what you would get for the same amount of money previously, it would be double that, which is more expensive.
Okay.
So it is, of course, it means that in three phases, when it started, it was in phases, phase one, two, and three,
right,
which by 15th of November was 100%. That means you would pay double what you used to pay previously.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, let's pick another caller. Hello, Radio Mirai.
Good morning, Mirai.
Good morning. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, my question is, Mr. Abram, are you comfortable with the adjustment rate?
Okay, so you're asking the guest.
Yes. What is the law that government, these two networks that always increase the tariffment of the rate?
He's asking you as a person, as a South Sudanese, are you comfortable with the rates?
Sorry, I did not get his name.
It wasn't clear because of the network.
All right. Yeah. But to answer his question is, first part of the question, of course not. I am not comfortable with the changes because they affect me just like any other citizen in this country. In terms of what law they have used, we told you before that the law governing the telecom sector in South Sudan is the National Communication Act 2012. And it is in accordance with the provisions of this act that the national regulator had to approve the new tariffs adjustment scheme as requested by the telecom operators. So with all that we have said, actually there is no question of whether there is a legal basis for this new tariffs adjustment.
Okay.
And their impact is a different thing altogether.
Okay. There is another question coming to through our SMS line. One person is saying, good morning, Radio Mirai FM. I am Martin Carmelo from Tombra. I appreciate the topic. My question to the guest in the studio is why there is much increment in MTN line, but its consumption is too much. Why is it so chargeable? He's trying to compare MTN and other telecommunications company. He's saying, why are they making this increase?
Thank you, Martin. I may not be able to answer why it is it is consuming a lot, because there may be a technical question.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of the legal substance, what I know is that the new tariffs apply to all the three telecom companies
right.
at the same rates. So there is no difference between what you can pay for MTN and for Zain, for example, on the basis of these new tariffs.
Okay.
Yes.
I hope your question has been answered there. You are listening to the Business Weekly on Radio Miraya, and we have been discussing about the effect of the increment by the National Communications Authority and its impact on business. And our guest is Deng Abraham Akech, a lecturer of law at the University of Juba. As we conclude our program this morning, what is your recommendation and your message to the public about this?
Thank you. My message to the public about this is that the new telecom tariff adjustment scheme does not constitute increment of the telecom tariffs per se by the telecom operators in South Sudan. And as I have said earlier, they are just a result of the adjustment of the telecom tariff exchange rate from SSP to US dollars. And there is a basis, as this was brought to the regulator and it received its approval.
Mm-hmm.
That means that whatever the impact of this new tariffs adjustment scheme on customers, the companies are just doing what is legitimate within their business objectives.
Mm-hmm.
And it is no question that the tariffs will have a negative impact on businesses in South Sudan. This is indisputable.
Mm-hmm.
So as a matter of fact, what will happen is that the customers will be affected, including everyone like us here, and that the rising, what we should note is that the rising prices are nothing peculiar to the telecommunication service sector, but are also being felt in all other sectors of the economy.
Mm-hmm.
And in accordance with this reality, our businesses should be advised to appropriately adjust their consumption habits,
mm-hmm.
or practices,
okay.
attitudes and preferences in light of the new adjustment, new tariffs adjustment, and the current realities of our economy.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Deng Abraham Akech, for joining us today on Radio Miraya.
Thank you. It has been a pleasure being here.
Okay, this is the Business Weekly, and we have been discussing about the increment by the National Communications Authority and its impact on business. My name is Helen Toby. On top of the hour, we'll be having the news in Arabic.
You're listening to Radio Miraya.